Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got a really, really exciting call for you guys lined up for you all tonight. I'm extremely excited to hear from all the speakers, but to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to actually to Panama City, Florida, the Platinum 2 Executive Director, $200,000 income earner, millionaire club member, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and we do have an outstanding call lined up for everyone. In fact, tonight you're going to be hearing from another top millionaire club member on our More Success team, also from a brand-new director on our team, and the number two, the number three, and the number five top recruiters in all of Prepaid Legal last week, which are all on our team. You're going to hear from all of those folks tonight. Of course, this is the last week of the month, and I want to remind everyone that two big promotions will be coming to an end this Thursday, September 30th. The very first one is, of course, we need two manager legs to advance instead of three legs with the manager. And
Jeremy? Hello?
Oh, it's Annika that's on.
Hello? Is everybody on the line?
I'm on the line, Mr. Moore.
Why are you on the line?
Well, I kept
looking. Brad Connell's here.
I guess we lost Randy.
I think we lost Randy.
Jeremy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, son. I guess it's just your dad.
I apologize.
He's way down in Florida. That's what he gets to run away from
difficulties,
home.
But to keep things moving right along, let's just go out to the godfather of prepaid, the executive vice president of the company, Platinum 4 executive director, $500,000 income earner, the leader of the More Success team, but most importantly, he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Boy, do we have a call tonight. But before we start, I'm going to ask a special favor of anyone on the phone. I'm on the board of Biblical Missions in Old Mexico, and we've just had three of our church members killed and one of our pastors stripped naked and shot. So any of you folks that pray with, if y'all just don't have to know who they are, if y'all just say a prayer for them before we go to bed tonight, I certainly would appreciate that. You know, it's so good, Jeremy, to have all these people like Ray and Linda Reels and Annika Marshall and Cheryl Ann DeGallon, all in the top recruiter position off our team. This shows they're really doing good. Each one stars in their own right, and I appreciate every one of them. But tonight we have a gentleman that's a gold executive director, a million club member, $100,000 ring owner, been on the team since 1997, a very good friend of ours, and I know you're going to enjoy what he says tonight, and then we'll finish up with the others. But ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce you, Mr. Rex Legale. Rex, it's yours.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mark. Can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear. I guess Randy went fishing. So.
I did not. I got cut off.
I got
back,
him.
And I appreciate you having me back on.
Okay, go for it.
Go, Rex, go.
Okay, great, Randy. Thanks. And thanks, Kenneth, for a great introduction and all.
Thank you.
I guess I'll kind of start with my story for a couple of minutes here. I saw Prepaid Legal in 1997. And for 3 months, I didn't want anything to do with it because I'd been in multi-level marketing companies before and been burned by several levels, believe me, big time. And I just had a hard time seeing this. But my wife went to an opportunity meeting, I guess it was in April of 97, and she took a look at this, and she came home excited. Of course, she had signed me up, me not knowing it, put it on my credit card. And all I wanted to know was how to get my money back, so we got out and shared this with a few people, and, you know, quite surprisingly, they said yes. And with that, we started actively marketing about 16 memberships a month and recruiting a few people as we could. It took only 6 months to walk away from a full-time engineering position pay and go full-time with Prepaid Legal. October 3rd, which is week after next, will be my 13th anniversary walking away from that job. So, with that, it's brought a lot of time freedom for us to do the things we want, when we want, how we want to do it, and it's just great. We spent 3 months in Alaska last summer enjoying our time, going fishing, is only 22-hour days, and I invite anybody to take a look at that and try to do that at least once in your lifetime. But how did I get started? I guess that's what everybody wants to know. Well, how did you make this thing work so quick, and how did you make it work so fast? So if you've got your pen and paper out, I'll give you a few secrets about this. And it boils down to four things, and I'm not going to go through all of them tonight, but I guess the two key words that you've got to learn is consistency and persistency. But there's four just real simple things that you need to learn to do. And that's basically, one is to create a names list. Two is to learn to contact and invite. Three is to learn how to share the plan. And four is how to follow through with people. And that's it. Just simply learn to do those four basic things over and over and over again. And one of these days you'll look up and you'll have 3,000 or 4,000 memberships that you personally sold. And I had the 3,000 Golden App Award for membership sold, and I know Ray Real sold the cause 4,000, maybe 5 by now, I don't know, but there are a lot of very successful people by just keeping the basics the basics. Now, how do you create a big names list? I would like for everyone to write this web address down. Write www.socialsecurity.gov, again, socialsecurity.gov/OACT. Now that's Oscar Alpha Charlie Tango, OACT, /baby names. Now, again, that last word is baby names. Now, why I say that is that'll take you to a web page on the Social Security website, and you scroll down about halfway down the page. It'll give you an option to put your birthday in there, as well as, and it says select, and you put the top 1,000 people, and you do a search on that website. That will give you 2,000 names. It'll give you 1,000 boys' names and 1,000 girls' names. And I'm going to challenge any and all of you to do this exercise. I just had a new associate that took me on. He says, look, I'm going to be in the car for 8 hours with my wife. We'll work on this. And he took off with it. I called him after a week. He says, yep, I got through the whole 2,000 names. It took us about 6 hours. And I said, well, what were the results? He says, well, I got a whole lot more names than what I thought I would. This is a new fellow over in Alabama. I said, but Barry, how many names did you get? He says, well, I'll have to count them and call you back. I said, okay. He put over 500 names on a list in the 6 hours with his wife. And now they've got a contact list that they'll never get through, never work with it. Now, how they did that names list is this. Everyone associates people by first names. You know, I guess the success guide and all, it gives you ticklers and brain teasers and things like that. I don't know why they haven't picked up on this other method, but to share with you how that works, you know, everybody says, well, who's your butcher? Who's your baker? Who's your candlestick maker and all of that? People don't associate names too readily with that, but you will associate it with first names. If I said, who do you know named Michael? You probably call them a few names. Who do you know named Michelle? Who do you know named Bill? Who do you know named Sarah? Who do you know named Bob? Who do you know named Jennifer? Every one of you at least thought of one or two names just with those six. So I challenge that you take the time to go through and do the 2,000 names. I had over 400 names on mine. Over the course of the 13 years I've been in the business, I developed a names list with over 1,200 people and contacts on it, so I know you can do that. Of course, you don't have to do it all from the start, but you don't have to make a lot of money either. So if you really want to go fast, do the names list first. Well, I don't need to take a pen and paper with me. Yes, you do. Put it in your pocket, take it to work. Every time you think of someone, write it down because you'll forget it before you get home. So with that being said, how do you contact people? That's number two. With number two, I have a new invite that I came up with, and as a result of that, Mr. Moore, I have 5 associate agreements on my kitchen table in there to send off. It's working out really well, but what I've come to realize over time is that people are very reluctant about picking up the phone. It's called phone reluctance, and it's a pretty common trait that everyone has. But what I'd like for you to do or consider is if you sponsor someone, is to man up and do a few phone calls for them. Now, what do I mean by that? Go sit with them, go through their phone their cell phone or whatever phone directory that they have, and basically you write the names and phone numbers down. Now, you have that person pick up the phone and give their friend or family member a call, and just to introduce you, and basically what I have them to ask is they call Joe. Say, Joe, hi, this is Bill. Says, look, let me ask you something. You know, it's been a long time since we talked, but are you actively open to looking at something to make extra money? If he says yes, I said, well, I'd like to introduce you to someone that's making a lot of money. He's helping a lot of people make money. He's having a lot of fun doing it, and he's got all the facts. But I want to put Mr. Legale on the phone, and he'll introduce me that way, and he'll hand the phone over. Now, it's my job is to try to get this person invited to a PDR or Tuesday night meeting or whatever we're doing. So how do I do that? This might be a little fast. I might take some time to type it up and email it out. If anybody wants to fire me an email at legally@aol.com. It's legally@aol.com. And I can maybe type that up and get it back to you in a day or two. But basically, what I say is, hi, Joe. I said, this is Rex. You and I've never met, but the reason for the call is, you know, Bill and I went into business together, and well, along with a lot of other people in the local area, and what we found is we got far too much work than what we can do on our own. And so I was talking to Bill, asking him if he knew anyone that might be open to making extra money. And of course, he thought of you first. So are you looking for something? And of course, they'll say yes, I am, or no, I'm not. If they say yes, I say, well, it's really important that we get together either tonight or tomorrow. So what are you doing from tomorrow night that you can't get out of? That's a good key word. What are you doing tomorrow night, or what are you doing tonight that you can't get out of? With that, they say nothing. 99% of them will say nothing. Or some of them say, well, I've already got plans for tonight, tomorrow night. Well, okay. You can make the other arrangements. But the idea here is when they say that, nothing, you say, great, we're going to have an orientation about what our company is about what our services are and what the pay plan is tomorrow night at XYZ Hotel, and I'd like to invite you to come along with us. Is it all right if Bill drops by and picks you up and you meet me there? Of course, he's going to say, well, sure. And that's exactly what we do. Hang up the phone and say, well, look forward to meeting you tomorrow night and go to the next. And go and try to invite 10 people for every meet. Of course, you're not going to be able to pick up everyone, but you know, a few people will meet you there, but the first two or three you want to offer to drop by and pick up. So that's what it is. My mouth is about as dry as a cotton ball. Guess you can do that. But with that, it's sharing the plan. I'm not going to go into that one very depth, but number three, share the plan. The big secret to learning prepaid legal business is to doing If You Were My Attorney story. Now, that is vitally important for you to learn that and get it in your own words and be comfortable with it. I actually sold memberships by reading that upside down, putting that paper in front of a prospect and reading it upside down, and then showing them the brochure and say, this is all it costs. And people would actually buy about 1 in 3 times. So enough of that. Follow through is just simply this. If you let a person go 48 hours without following through with them, you forgot. You might as well forget it and just move on. Because, you know, you didn't make the sale, and you really weren't excited about making that sale, or you would have followed through. So, enough said with that. Randy, still here?
I am, Randy.
Okay. I wanted to bring Matt Connell on for about 2 or 3 minutes and talk about consistency. At the first, I said, you know, consistency and persistency was key. I mean, he really moved through the plan really fast. Could he share a few minutes with us?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Matthew, there?
I am, Rex. Can you hear me okay?
You're good. Go for it, man. Talk about consistency for a while.
Yeah, thank you very much, and appreciate this time to share some of what Mr. Legale's taught me about this wonderful business. And really, you know, I came back from Dallas, Texas, and I just had this fire in my belly, even more so than I had when I first saw the opportunity. Because after a couple of years of now building this business, getting to the bronze executive director level, and some money being made, it's the real deal. But one of the things we talk about, Rex and I are talking, and I talk to Rex every single day about what I'm doing in my business, and that's also helping me stay consistent with being consistently accountable to Rex Legale. and then be consistently accountable to the goals that I've put down every single day, making 3 to 5 exposures a day, getting somebody else's contact information, helping out my team with regard to showing the plan for them, with regard to helping them follow up on some of their prospecting. Consistency is going to be, it's basically going to be the success for your businesses. And I don't think that that could be emphasized enough with regard to building your own business, because we've all been there. I've been there, even in my other traditional business, with respect to a lack of consistency. And we all know what happens. If you have a lack of consistency that is occurring day in and day out, well, you can just look at your bank account to figure out what's happening and what's not happening. Most importantly, what's not happening. And so it is one of those everyday things that when we get up, I get up every single day and just say to myself, what are you going to do today to build your business? And part of that is going through that 10 core commitments and being consistent with that system. And just like what Mr. Legale alluded to with respect to getting a new name as you're going out there, and we're, every day we're going out in the marketplace, and if we've gone through our warm market, fine. You just look around you. Look at all the people that you can share this opportunity with, and then taking their name and their number down and then following up and being consistent over and over and over again. And I know for some of us it's so repetitive, but as we've done that very thing in our own business, we're now into the in the end of September, and we are well into the double digits as far as recruiting for this month, and it's only going to get better because the opportunity obviously is second to none, and people need us out there sharing this with them on a very consistent basis. Thank you so much, Mr. Legale. Thank you very much. More success, team.
Thank you, Matthew. Just for everyone's information, Matthew is a bronze executive director. It only took him about 6 months, or short of 6 months, to make executive director position. So very strong. Thank you, Matt. And Randy, I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Rex. Thank you, Mr. Cano. I appreciate you guys. Rex, we're very, very proud of you being a Millionaire Club member on our More Success team. You've been with us for a long time, and we just appreciate all that you do for the team. Thanks for helping out tonight.
Randy, I think Rex is the one that created the saying that you recruit the greedy and sell the needy. I believe Rex did that. Rex, you're a great guy. We appreciate you being on that.
Thanks very much. All right, now I want to go out to the state of Texas and to a brand new director on our team. Of course, director is the highest permanent level in prepaid legal, and this gentleman has been on our team for quite some time. He's just somebody that's very, very dependable, helps us at our breakouts. He's always there. Get to spend a little time with him in the skybox in Dallas, and that's Mr. Doc Wilson. Doc, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Hey, Doc, congratulations on making director. I know you've got a great story that you want to share with everyone tonight.
Well, I do appreciate it. And first off, I want to thank you and your dad for the opportunity to talk for a little bit tonight. Like I said, it's been quite some time since I've come into prepaid legal. As a matter of fact, I've been working on getting the director for 5 years. Now, like I say, I know that we all hear the stories, and a lot of people, when they're new to the business, they're going to hear the story about the person that comes into prepaid legal and within the first 6 months, they're a platinum executive director, which is an absolutely phenomenal opportunity to show that our company can produce, somebody, to that level in that short amount of time. But, there are a lot of people out there that come to the table just like any job or anything that we start to do. And it doesn't matter what it is in prepaid or any job that you try to do. It depends on the tool set that you bring with you when you go to do that job. I know that in my prior life, before prepaid legal, I was an engineer. And so when it came to the fact of doing an engineering job, because of an engineering background, I had a lot of tools on hand, and I knew how to use quite a few of them. So when it came to doing an engineering job, I was fairly proficient at doing those. But I have to tell you, when I came to prepaid legal, I've never done anything like this before. I did not have a shed out there with a bunch of tools in it that would fit the job that I had taken on. You know, I had a bunch of engineering tools, but, you know, that didn't actually fill the bill. However, one thing that I found out because of my association with the Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, my sponsor, Mr. Jeff Hughes, the people that are out there are available to supply you with the tools you need to do whatever job that's required. You can gain those tools by talking to the people, your sponsor, your upline. You gain those tools by going to the trainings. You gain those tools by going to the corporate events, the business briefings, the lunches. You get around the successful people. Depending on whatever your learning curve is, you're going to learn what those tools are. If you get out, just like Mr. Legale just said, you get out there and use those tools. Because the more you use them, the more you're going to be able to become proficient in how those tools work. The better proficiency you have at using them, the better they're going to work for you. Now, some people come to the, the table and they've had a background in sales or a background in network marketing. Or they've had, a background that's, gives them that proficiency, and they step up, see Prepaid Legal, take it, bang. Here they are, platinum executive director. Then there's those of us that come in and say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I can learn. But the moral of the story, I guess you can say, is that it doesn't matter where you start. Do not compare yourself to anyone else that you hear about. Now, don't compare yourself to the 90-day wonders or the one-year wonders or maybe even the five-year. It doesn't matter. You're not that person. You are yourself. Compare yourself to yourself. Pick up your own tools. Learn those tools. Learn to use them. And with whatever time it takes, you will become successful if you will do one important thing. Stay in the game. Do not leave. Because as long as you hang around, as long as you keep trying, you cannot fail. I keep telling people that, I must be doing something right because, I'm just a dumb old country boy. And I'm living proof that even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every now and again. Now, back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Doc, again, congratulations on making director. It took you 5 years, but you stayed with it. You were persistent. You did not quit. And I like to hear the people that make it in the first 30 days, but I like the people, because we've got a lot of people that work it on a very part-time basis, but they stay with it. They're persistent, and over a period of time, they have success with prepaid. So, again, Doc, we appreciate you being on the team, and congratulations for being the new director on our More Success team.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now I want to go out to Tucson, Arizona, and one of the top recruiters, in fact, number five top recruiter in the entire company last week in Prepaid Legal with seven recruits. He's a $100,000 ring earner, silver executive director, does an outstanding job on our team, and that's Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, are you on the call?
I am on the call, Kenny. Good evening, Randy.
I can hear you, Ray. Appreciate you being on. Congratulations. Why don't you tell a little bit about how you were able to recruit those people into the business?
Sure thing. Very basic team. Congratulations to each one of you. You're still hanging tight. Let me tell you, it's a matter of being busy. It's a matter of you realizing that you have the fruit that people want to eat, and you have to share it with others. It's a matter of not being selfish. Go out there, talk to people, let them know who we are. Tell the Prepaid Legal story, and don't be shy. Because the more people you talk to, guess what? Somebody's going to say yes. The more people you talk to, somebody's going to say, sign me up. The more people you talk to, the more money you're going to make, and the more people you're going to recruit, the happier and the more excited you will be. Randy, back to you.
Well, Ray, we appreciate you and Linda, and what an outstanding job. Seven recruits last week. I know we got a lot of these promotions that are going to be ending this month, so I know you're taking advantage of them. We appreciate you guys being on the team. Great job.
Thank you, Stuart.
All right, now I want to go out to Blackfoot, Idaho, to the young ladies, my platinum executive director, Miss Annika Marshall. Annika, are you on the call?
I'm here, Andy. Hi.
Hi, Annika. I understand that you had nine new recruits last month, in prepaid. Oh, it was last week, I guess it was, in prepaid. Congratulations, number three in the entire company. Good job.
Thank you.
Why don't you share with everyone what you're doing, Annika, and what it means for you to achieve that in such a short period of time?
Well, that's right. That's right. And it's a little bit of a result of what you were just saying, the bonuses that are coming to an end. My situation was that I had two young guys. They're both 18 and 19, and they were just chomping on the bit to get old enough to join prepaid legal services. And we had that APT training in Idaho on the 23rd or the 24th last month. And so they barely were able to make it and enroll themselves that day. And so they had 30 days, which, of course, ended this last week. And I'd been after these guys, you know, with their lists to get everything done because 30 days is over fairly quickly. And they were thinking, oh, 30 days is forever. Well, so the reason that all these recruits were done in 1 week, and actually there were 9 that I recruited, but there were 16 recruited on that team this
wow.
last week.
Wow, congratulations, 16.
Yeah, that was all done in 1 week, but these guys went to work and they did a bunch of sit-downs, and that's actually how we did it. We just went from early morning to late with these guys, these friends that they have. They don't go to bed till I think 2 or 3 in the morning. I tell you, this old woman here was worn out. But these kids kept going and just sit down after sit down. And after that, when I just finally went to bed, they just kept going on Facebook and what have you. And so because these guys were thinking that 30 days is 30 years, of course, everything had to be pulled together in the last week. And so truly, that's why all these recruits came forth in that last week, because then everything got finally finalized where they had started that earlier in the month. But that's how it all came together, and we made it. We made 2 directors on the team within their 30 days, so they both were excited that they're going to get their $1,000 for these 19-year-olds. It might as well be $1,000,000, you know, so they're so happy about it. And we all worked really hard together, but that's basically how we did it. It's a result of that that bonus that prepaid had out there and the $39 we could use to enroll through the website.
Well, Annika, congratulations. Congratulate those young gentlemen. We're so glad they're part of our team. And they got out there and took advantage, had a sense of urgency, and they accomplished the mission. So, again, we want to congratulate you for doing an outstanding job and for working with those young guys. And it all paid off, didn't it?
Well, it did, and it was such a sigh of relief. But, boy, what a good payout that's going to be for them. I'm really grateful for this. Thanks, Randy.
It's always fun to help someone else succeed in this business. That's part of it. So thank you again, Ms. Marshall, for being on the call. All right,
thank
now
you.
I want to go out to Canton, Georgia, to a newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success team. She's a gold executive director, and that's Ms. Cheryl Ann Degatta. Ms. Degatta, are you on the call?
I'm here, Mr. Moore.
Ms. Degatta, the number 2 top recruiter in the entire company with 10 personal recruits last week. Man, we're just so proud of you week in and week out. You're always one of the top recruiters, not just on our team, but in the entire company. And we're so very, very proud of you. Why don't you share what you're doing with everyone tonight?
Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. It's always an honor to be on your calls as well. And I think one of the biggest things that happened, not just with the Degatta family, but with so many people out there, that they don't really realize, we kind of just run the race and we just keep going. And then we hit the manager levels and then we stop. And then you hit the director levels and then you stop. And then you hit the executive directors and you all start to feel really, really comfortable and then you stop. You have to understand, if you want to achieve what you really want to go to the next level, you know, for John and I, it wasn't just about the $100,000 ring. That was just the starting point. So I really encouraged you really to run the race on a day-to-day basis, and that's exactly what we did. We knew we were not going to stop at that $100,000 ring. We knew we were just going to keep going and going and going. And it's almost really energizing. Once you get to where you need to be, you all have to remember out there, no matter where you are, you got to keep reaching for the stars. You got to keep talking to people. You got to keep recruiting. You know, one thing we learned from the lifeline of this whole entire business was to reach out to people. You've got to talk to people. You don't know who's standing next to you in a grocery store. You know, you don't know who's standing next to you in the supermarket. You don't know who's standing next to you on an elevator. And I think one of the things that we do is we forget to share with people what is out there. And we really need to start paying attention. And, you know, for those of you who know me, you know, you just talk to people. You make conversation. You start with compliments. And, you know, it's really hard to believe that in a bad economy, a lot of people are downhearted. A lot of people are going through rough times. And the bad economy, guys, is the best time I found ever to recruit. People are losing their jobs. They're falling flat on their face. They're having economic challenges. And I think one of the biggest things you all have to remember out there is when you go out there, you have to start talking to people and ask them, just like Mr. Rios and some of the other people on the call had mentioned today, talk to them about do they keep their options open or do they know somebody who's looking to make a multiple stream of income. And I think you'll be surprised when you ask somebody if they keep their options open to making a multiple stream of income. It's going to be that person who's going to be your new recruit. You also have to think outside the box. One of the things that has really, really helped us get to recruiting 10 people this month was revisiting our lead managers, keeping those people in our pipeline and not forgetting about those people, you know, reaching back to those people. And the key to success in recruiting is following up with people. Their no today might not be their no tomorrow, so go back to those. Look at all your pre-cancellations. Look at all the people that are on your list. Look at all the people, if you specialize in the group side, which I specialize in the group side, who have now been marked off the group, and all of a sudden now they bought an identity theft or a legal plan or a business plan. It's a great way for you to reach out to them now. They believe in the membership. They never would have ended up buying the membership and keeping it if they didn't believe in it from the very beginning. Go out there and don't forget to reach out to them and ask them if they keep their options open to making an additional stream of income until they're trying to find that job out there. And the last thing I really want to reiterate, which we hear over and over again from Dave Savula, we hear it over from the Moores, we hear it over from so many people, this is not a privilege that we're offered today. This is our obligation to go out there and help people find an opportunity. We've got to have a posture. We've got to have a backbone. We have got to get excitement back into the people who are feeling they're losing their jobs, they're losing everything, they're losing their homes, they're losing their families. And you've got to go out there with our obligation to go out there and try to bring this opportunity into their lives. And you're going to find out by going out there and helping people, not only are you helping them, but you're helping yourself. And being recognized today, Mr. Moore, when I got the phone call from you, I was totally, totally surprised that I was the second recruiter, not just on the Moore team, but the whole entire company. And with that, sir, I'd like to turn it back over to you and thank you for this opportunity to speak to everybody tonight.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Mr. Gatta, is that you had a big, huge wedding last week and for your daughter, and you were still able to accomplish that feat. So that is incredible to me to be so busy with all that and still turn out the number two top recruiter in the entire company. So, again, congratulations, Mr. Gatta, for an outstanding job. We appreciate you being on our team.
Thanks so much, Mr. Moore.
All right. Now, there's a couple of things I want to go over real quick, and that is, of course, I started earlier and I lost connection, but there's two promotions that are actually ending this Thursday, September the 30th. The first, the relaxed requirements for director. That's going to go away. So right now you only need two manager legs to advance instead of three legs with the manager. In other words, it only takes 11 associates instead of 15 to be director. So make sure and take advantage of that. The $39 fast start fee is going to end. Of course, it's not too late to go ahead. If you haven't got your three sales, you can qualify to recruit people for $39. If you did qualify for that APT $39 promotion, of course, you can recruit for $39, but you can only do that online through Thursday. And if you qualified for the $39 recruiting via the three sales in September, you must use a paper associate agreement. Again, you must use a paper associate agreement and send next day air no later than September 29th so it can get to the home office. And if you have not qualified, you may want to ask someone in your upline to assist you who can recruit at the reduced $39 rate if the $72 is not an option and place the new recruits on your team. So that's a way, if you know somebody in your upline that did qualify where they can recruit for $39, you can get with those and they can actually place them on your team, and that way the people can still come on board for $39. Of course, there's only 34 days left in the pre-launch to the new Fast Start program and the $149 fee, so be urgent about this time. We've just got a few days left here. Take advantage of that. I guess that's the reason we're pushing all the recruiting on our team with the number 2, the number 3, and the number 5 top recruiters and all the prepaid on our team last week. Take advantage of all these promotions this week, and I guarantee you we'll have the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 probably next week. So with that, Mr. Moore, I think we had an outstanding call. I want to thank Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta, Ms. Annika Marshall, Mr. Ray Rios, Mr. Doc Wilson, of course, Mr. Rex Legale, and Mr. Matt Connell for being our special guest speakers tonight.
Well, Randy, I did all you said there, and I'd like to give her a little report. Ladies and gentlemen, I went to Wilmer's daughter's wedding Saturday. He was able to come. He did just get a one-day pass from the hospital, but he is doing better. He went back, then he called me yesterday afternoon. We had a good long talk, and he said to be sure and tell all you folks hello and not to count him out. It won't be long until he'll be back where he can help all of us. So all of you, he still needs your prayers, but he's well on the mend. His attitude is great, and he loves you guys very much. With that, I'd like to say let's keep putting God first, family second, and prepaid third, and just get out there and get it. I'm proud of each and every one of you. You're really recruiting, coming on strong, as you can see from tonight. So God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.